In January 1958, a man named Charlie Starkweather shot to death 10 people over the course of 3 days. Charlie's girlfriend, Carol Ann Fugate, accompanied him on the killing spree across Nebraska. Carol Ann's mother, her stepfather, and her baby sister were among those killed, as well as the parents of 14-year-old Michael Ward. Years later, Michael Ward kept the details of the murders from his own daughter, Liza Ward, but young Liza knew her grandparents had been killed, and she wanted to know the truth. Liza Ward has taken what she learned and weaved it into a novel, Outside Valentine. Liza Ward joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Liza Ward, how did you go about learning the details of the murder of your grandparents by Charlie Starkweather in that house in Nebraska?
Well, I used to spend my summers in that very house because my great aunt and uncle moved in there a couple years after the death of my aunt's sister, Clara Ward. And I used to find my father's toys around, but I never really made a connection that he had once lived there. But I guess I began my research in college when I sort of got away from home, and it had never occurred to me that I could find out things about it until one summer when I was at language school at Middlebury College and I was tired of speaking Italian, and I went into the library and I just looked Charles Starkweather up on the computer and found a few chapters in a book about him. It was a very strange experience. It almost felt it felt like a betrayal in a way.
Betrayed by whom?
Betraying my father in a way for doing the research that I did.
But this was a secret that he... Did he tell you he needed to keep it?
No, he didn't. It was just a silence that dominated our household growing up. I, as a child, wanted to know what had happened to my grandparents. And at first they told me that they had just died because... It's such a complicated question. What do you tell a child? How do you explain such inexplicable things? Eventually, they told me that they were killed by a bad man, but there weren't any details that were ever explained to me.
Your father, Michael Ward, was at boarding school when the murders happened, and he went back to live in that house afterwards. Later, when you found out the secrets that he was keeping, he gave you a box full of stuff. What was in it?
It was actually a few years ago. He went to a bank and got out a safety deposit box that he had completely forgotten about it, and it was full of my grandmother's jewelry, and the bank had threatened to auction off the box if he didn't come and get it, and he came home to our apartment, and he opened this bag and all these boxes full of diamond earrings and a necklace and a brooch. And for the first time, it felt like a great silence had been lifted.
Talk a little bit about your grandmother, Clara Ward, and what she went through in that house when Charlie Starkweather and Carol Ann Fugate came to kill.
You know, no one really knows what happened, but I think they arrived at 8:30 in the morning and demanded that she make them pancakes and then changed their order to waffles and kept her prisoner for the whole day. And I imagine that she must have known what was going to happen. I mean, everybody all over the state of Nebraska was looking for Starkweather and Fugate. They were on the front page of every newspaper, and I know that when she opened the door, she must have known right away, and I can't imagine the incredible fear of that long, long day, which ended in her death and then my grandfather's death.
Did you see the movies Natural Born Killers or Badlands, which are based on the Starkweather murders?
I did see them. I saw them quite a long time ago, and I did see Badlands, and, you know, I know it's a beautiful movie and a beautiful work of art, but I had such mixed feelings when I saw it. It made me angry.
Why did it make you so angry? Because it was portraying these two people as kind of mythological figures?
Yeah, and I didn't see them that way. I saw them as villains without any, you know, they're portrayed as characters with charisma, and the whole movie is focused on their relationship, and it's cold and it's bleak and it's unemotional in a way. And that wasn't what I was looking for when I saw it. I was looking for answers. Mm-hmm. And so I was couldn't help but being upset by it.
Your portrait of Caroline Fugate in your novel, Outside Valentine, is could be construed as sympathetic. Do you think it is?
You know, to write about somebody, you need to have a certain amount of sympathy for them. But I don't think I'm sympathetic towards her, really. I think that has been a misreading in a way. In my book, she has the opportunity to make a choice, and she doesn't make it. And that is a sin. You know, she has an opportunity to make the right choice, and she refuses to acknowledge her responsibility until the end.
What did you discover about her motives?
Her motives were her inability to take responsibility for anything, I think. Her feelings of abandonment because her mother married another man after her divorce and had another child, and she felt alone. And my Carol Ann wasn't very good in school. She didn't feel like she fit in there. She didn't feel like she fit in anywhere. And so when Charlie found her in the tree, she was alone and frightened and angry, and he represented unconditional love in a way for her.
How did you tell your father that you were going to write this book?
I started writing some short stories, and I told him that I'd written some short stories, and he kind of nodded and shrugged and said, well, whatever you feel that you need to do, I accept that. As I began to uncover the details, I told him, you know, we were sitting down for sushi in New York, and I said, you know, if you ever want to know any of the details, I know them and I can tell you. And he said, thank you.
Your grandparents, you know, were victims of a .22 rifle. Was your immediate family also the victim of Charlie Starkweather and Carol Ann Fugate? And if so, how?
You know, these tragedies continue through generations. I think we were victims of the silence. There were so many things that we couldn't mention, and it's sort of a feeling like walking on thin ice wherever you go. So it was this this silence and kind of loneliness that I felt dominated our family.
Charles Starkweather was executed. Carol Ann was sentenced to life imprisonment, was paroled in 1976, and she hasn't spoken publicly about these murders. You vividly imagine the 14-year-old Carol Ann, as well as the Carol Ann who is later in prison. Did you talk to her?
Oh, no, I've never spoken to her. And it's a fantasy that I would, but what would that achieve? You know, what answer would that give me? It would just be dredging up a past that has little meaning. Part of me believes that she deserves to be left alone. She did her time. She's a nurse now, having her quiet life wherever she lives. And I don't feel like it's my place to barge in there. And after all, I'm not my father. And if he wanted to do that, I think it would be a different story.
Liza Ward's first novel is Outside Valentine. And as it says on the publication page of the book, many of the events fictionalized are based on actual characters and circumstances surrounding the murders committed by Charles Starkweather in Nebraska in 1958. The book is published by Henry Holt. Liza Ward joined us from New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear an extended version of my conversation with novelist Liza Ward. Visit our website at npr.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton with Elaine Heinzman, produced today by Phil Harrell and edited by Margaret West, with production help from David Rector, Jesse Baker, and Joel Riddle. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hun, with audio engineers Ted Mebane and Greg Gavin. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.